A number of inmate deaths in Alaska prisons over the past few months has prompted state legislators to seek answers. But at a hearing hosted by Senator Hollis French today in Anchorage, few questions were resolved. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports.
In a hushed room, Constance Anderson held a photo of her daughter, Kristen Simon, aloft for all to see.
So I have a lot of questions. I want to know if the guards are trained to know if someone's real sick and if it's a policy of the prison to send in a medic who is 5 feet away from her cell. There was a medic 5 feet away from her cell. 5 feet, from what I understand, is what I've been told. Do you know how painful that is? I love my daughter. She was an overcomer. She worked with people with disabilities, and she had a disability herself.
Simon, age 33, was found dead in a holding cell in the Anchorage Correctional Center on June 6th of this year. Anderson relayed Simon's medical history, her troubled past, her drug addiction, but she said she's not buying the explanation that Simon may have died from heart failure. Simon's death was the fourth of an inmate this year, but not the last. In a packed hearing room at Anchorage's temporary legislative information office, people sat on the floor, stood in the hallways, and listened to Vernicia Gordon, fiancée of 20-year-old Devin Mosley, who died in an Anchorage jail in April of this year. Gordon read from a prepared statement tracing the timeline of Mosley's incarceration and sudden death. He died almost a week after his case had been dismissed.
6 days after dismissal, still no phone contact from Devon. I'm asked to visit and still told no. 4-4, 1 week after dismissal, still no phone call from Devon. Devon dies at 1:44 p.m. I go to the jail at 2:15, and I'm told to come back for a visit at 5:30.
In both cases, officials say no foul play is suspected, but family members who testified said the bodies were covered with bruises. Gordon had the photos to prove that. Senator French, along with fellow Democrats Senator Berta Gardner and Representatives Andy Josephson and Jaron Tarr, heard testimony from Department of Corrections Commissioner Joe Schmidt and from Brad Wilson, who heads the Alaska Corrections Officers Association. Schmidt and Wilson are at odds, specifically over the issue of staffing in Alaska's prisons. Commissioner Joe Schmidt.
1-5 is a ratio. It stacks up well nationally. If there was a certain number, we do staffing analysis, we analyze post orders, we look at the workload, we look at the schedule, the hours we have to cover, and we make decisions. No one has ever said what that magic number is. How many state employees do we have to hire to guarantee nobody's going to get hurt? There isn't one. When the prisoners came home from Colorado, our prisoner population went up 27.5%. Staffing went up 28% in that same time period. What's significant there is correctional officers went up 33%.
Commissioner Schmidt said about a dozen inmates in the state's prison system die every year, well below the national average. But Wilson says DOC's staffing numbers are off.
Yes, this is 5-1, but 4 shifts. 3 of them aren't on. But using his math, that means it's 20-1. 20-1. 3/4 of them aren't even there. They're off.
Wilson says there needs to be an independent review of each of the deaths. Perhaps the most telling information to come out of the hearing dealt with the mental health of inmates on intake. DOC's Laura Brooks.
We have a new report out from the Mental Health Trust Authority that says about 65% of our population are mental health trust beneficiaries. About 22% of those are what we would call the severely and persistently mentally ill. So that 22% include those people with disorders like bipolar disorder and schizophrenia.
Jeff Jesse, director of Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, confirmed that 65% of inmates are mental health beneficiaries. Jesse told the panel that under the Murkowski administration, prison mental health programs were discontinued. But in recent years, the trust has worked with DOC on improving programs for inmates who are mental health beneficiaries. Wilson says corrections officers do not have the training to deal with mentally ill patients.
Unfortunately, the Alaska institutions are the largest mental health providers in the state of Alaska, and their main contact there is correction officers. We need more training for correction officers. They're not trained psychologists, but they're the ones that end up having to counsel these individuals, to work with these individuals.
Perhaps the most notorious prison death in Alaska happened last year when serial killer Israel Keyes took his own life while incarcerated. The corrections officer on duty at the time, Lauren Jacobson, was fired by the state, but ACOA has defended the guard and said the state made him a scapegoat. An arbiter has said the firing was not justified. I'm Ellen Lockyer.